final reading from our text tonight. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us, who shall go up before us. As for this Moses man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we have no idea what's happened to him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them and formed it in a mold and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You ever notice the theme of the entire book of Exodus? The main theme there is impatience. Impatience. It's the human story. I mean, anybody here not suffer from being impatient? Raise your hand. I'm sure the young students that are with us today are patiently or impatiently waiting for this service to end so they can get back to whatever they were doing. But this whole story in Exodus is a story about being impatient and how God deals with that. Kind of set the stage. The Israelites have been enslaved for 400 years, crying out to God, begging for themselves to be delivered from their bondage and slavery. And then God calls Moses. And Moses reluctantly responds to that call and leads the Israelites out of Egypt. And they're not on the road too long, and they start to become impatient with Moses because they're hungry or they're tired or they're thirsty. They start to complain. And mind you now, 400 years they've been enslaved, and they're not on the road 4 days, and they start to complain, becoming impatient. And so the story continues: thirst, hunger, restlessness, impatience. At one point, they actually admit that they'd probably rather go back to Egypt. At least they would be fed there. And yet, Moses, their leader, continues to move them forward. Brings us up to this point in the story where Moses has to go up on the mountain or return to the mountain where he first experienced the call from God. And he goes up there for 40 days. Now, 400 years of enslavement, 40 days to wait for Moses to come down with a plan from God that will guide the people for the rest of their lives. 400 years, 40 days. Impatience sets in. And they turn to Aaron. "Do something. We can't wait." And so he responds to the pressures of the community, to the pressures of the world, and he builds a gold calf. Think about that in our own journey, about how sometimes we become impatient on God's timing, thinking that our timing would be much better. I have a dear friend of mine who grew up in a broken home, had an abusive, psychologically abusive father, a physically abusive stepfather. And all of that abuse led to a deep, deep desire in him to get married and have a family and become a father, the father that he never had. But there was one thing missing in that journey, and that was having Christ in his heart. And him and his wife had been married for almost 15 years, and he was ready to throw in the towel. And admittedly, admitted to me that he was about to commit suicide, and somehow God intervened. And he came to his senses, and actually he came to his knees. And he found a church in a small group, and was changed, accepted Christ into his heart, and for the first time became a husband to his wife, the kind of husband that God had wanted him to be. And one night he just felt in this presence that they had conceived. He just felt it in his heart. He knew it to be true. And a few months went by and nothing. And it was a Father's Day weekend that he had hit rock bottom. He had given up on God already. He'd only known God for a short time, and he didn't trust God's timing. And he almost reverted back to his old ways of drugs and alcohol. But he chose, for some reason, to avoid that and instead indulge in a toy for himself, a Harley Davidson. And when he went to share the good news with his wife about this new toy, his wife just kind of nodded and never said anything. And it would be revealed to him on Father's Day weekend that she was pregnant. He tore up the application for the loan application for the Harley, and once again fell to his knees, praising God. Our impatience doesn't always align with God's will or God's timing. There's usually something that needs to be tempered in us. That's why God chooses to allow us to wait. In tonight's story, the tempering was on gold, making a false idol. And God's response, which we didn't read about, when he saw his people turning their hearts away from him to something of the world, he became angry. And he immediately sent Moses down the mountain because he was ready to be done with his people. And in that moment, Moses pleaded, "Don't give up on him yet. Don't give up on him." And so the story goes on. Moses delivers the Ten Commandments for dealing with the relationship between people and their God, and six, dealing with the relationships of people among people. Did you ever notice the pattern of that? Four, dealing with us and God. Vertical, right? A vertical path. And six, dealing with the relationship with others, a horizontal path. Kind of makes the symbol of the cross, doesn't it? And so throughout the Bible, you see the impatience of people rising up and rebelling against God, yet being rescued rising up, rebelling, rescued. Rising up, rebelling, rescued. I wonder where you are in that cycle. Are you rising up against God? Are you rebelling? Or are you at a place ready to be rescued? Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, takes bread, blesses it, and gives us thanks, and says, "This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he blessed it and gave thanks, and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. For this is the new and everlasting covenant." And so we pray that God would pour out his Holy Spirit upon us gathered here and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, and that they would become for us the body and blood of Christ. That as we, in that unnatural cycle of rebelling, that we would put our impatience aside, our rebel ways, all those obstacles that keep us from knowing and loving and serving God more. We lay them at the foot of the cross and pray to be rescued again. May your Holy Spirit bless these elements, that as we partake in them, we become one with you, God, and one with each other, to reclaim the promise and hope that you give us and offer us through Christ. Amen. One of the great things about being a United Methodist is that we practice an open table, which means all are welcome to come and receive. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to receive this gift of rescuing. Eileen, would you come and serve with me tonight? If your dietary needs require gluten-free, we have a gluten-free station right here. The rescue invitation has been extended. All are welcome to the table. As you are led by the Spirit, come and receive. Thank you. As impatience crops up, may you learn to lean in, have faith and trust in the hope of Christ. Amen.